Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is a great example of where weakness becomes an issue, because the Bills have two significant concerns. Number one, they struggle to stop the run. We'll get to Trevor Lawrence in a second because he's playing great football, and I think there's a couple of reasons why. Number one, the Jags can't run the football, and they run it well. The Bills have struggled in that area for a good part of the season. Two, the reality is the Bills do not have any way to win one-on-one matchups in their pass game. So everything must be highly schemed, or else it's, let's hope Josh makes plays.
That is Greg Cosell breaking down the game. I don't think he says anything there that we're unaware of or people don't recognize. Bills' run defense has been leaky this year, although they've been better lately, I think. They did a really nice job against Philly, and when they've kind of really concentrated on saying, you're not going to run on us, then they've done a better job. But then there still comes a time where it's like a big run that leaks out, maybe. You know, I think you go back to some of the losses, like to Atlanta, Bijan Robinson, that big run, Miami, later on, Achane had one. But that's still going to be as good as the Jags are throwing the ball, and they really kind of make their bones throwing the ball. I still think the Bills have to concentrate on the run first to make them a little more one-dimensional, if you will. Here's the problem. This is why. If the Jags can run the ball, then now suddenly you're opening up even further their passing game. If they figure, you know what, we're really not being able to run the ball here, then you can concentrate a little bit more on dialing in on their passing game, their wide receivers, their pass, your pass rush. And so everything's going to start with running the football, stopping the run. It always does in football. Really always does. And I think the Bills will take that approach this week. We'll see about the injuries. Sean McDermott will join me for his weekly radio segment coming up here in about a little after 11 a.m. to give us an injury update. And obviously, Terrell Bernard missing 2 days of practice. Not ideal, but Shaq Thompson has been very good at middle linebacker, although he has been limited for a couple of days. He did play after his injury in Cleveland the following week and then had a week off last week as the team held guys back. So we'll see what Sean McDermott says about him, but the ones we're watching, Matt Prater, the kicker, obviously, Ty Johnson, running back, some big ones there. Don't expect Max Harrison to play. We'll get Sean McDermott a little after 11 a.m. here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Say what you need to say. Today's the last day to do it before the Bills take on the Jags, and then our lives kind of change in a lot of ways starting Monday. I know, your life is still your life, and the same thing for me. I have a job. I have to go, and I say, like, I got to go cover the team either way. Whether they win or lose, whether there's a hiring or firing or a trade throughout the season, like, I have my job to cover the Buffalo Bills. But certainly, when you're in a one-and-done scenario, a win-and-go-on or lose-and-go-home scenario, it's a little different for all of us on Monday morning, right? And how we react and how we feel. And Amy in Fredonia wants to talk a little bit maybe about that. Hi, Amy. Go ahead. You're on WGR.
Hello. Hi, Sal. It's a first-time caller here for you. I'm nervous, and I can't have another heartbreaking year. I mean, we need to win it all. You know, it's like, it's time to win it all, because the last year in the stadium, and it's like, let's go, you know?
So, I get it, yeah. Well, first of all, go ahead, Amy, go.
I'm glad to talk to you, because it's been my dream. I listen to the Bills games all the time, and I love the announcers, and especially John Murphy. I miss him a lot, but you guys are awesome, and I love the Bills.
Well, Amy, thank you for calling. Your first time. You did a great job, by the way. Thank you. Hope you call again. Number two, I'll tell you that we still see Murph at the home games. He's doing great, and we miss having him on the radio, too. Chris does a great job, of course, but we love Murph as well, and we do see him at the home games, and he's there with us, just so you know, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, you got it, Amy. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Amy, for the phone call, the kind words. Appreciate that a lot. I love that. Love that call. 803-0550. Bills, Jags. I've been saying it all week. The ideal scenario. I love the fact there's games tomorrow. Going to be flying in, getting right to the hotel, just as basically games are starting, the first game of the day. Rams, Panthers, right? We can talk about that later. I can get into the other games and all that. But we'll do that. And then later tomorrow night, it's going to be another NFC game. It's Packers, Bears. It's going to be awesome Saturday night. Get some dinner, watch the game, watch the Sabres game. It's going to be cool. Jacksonville kind of doing all that, right? And then Sunday at 1 comes. Bills play the Jags. And I just said, everything changes Monday for all of us regarding how this game goes down. Our lives, in a lot of ways, are different on how we look. And again, I don't want to make it out to be bigger in a life perspective when I say this, but we all will have different ways we treat Monday if you're a Bills fan or you cover the team. But the ideal scenario, I think for all of us, would be, unless you're a Jags fan, I guess, watch the game. Bills win. Now for me, do some interviews, get on the team charter, head back home, land right about Sunday Night Football is concerned. When for you, if you're at home, you're watching the game, Bills win. Hey, enjoy the rest of the day. That's nice. Nice few hours. And then what do we all do? Kick our feet up, watch Chargers, Patriots, and go, ah, this is nice. We're already in. We're already in the second round. You got to play for it. Who? Where are we going? We going to Denver? Because if New England wins, Bills are going to Denver. We know that. If the Chargers win, the Bills are playing the winner of the Monday night game. Then we got to wait another day, but that's okay. We'll wait for that Monday night game and say, now who are we playing, right? But it's going to be on the road. That's the ideal scenario. The worst case scenario? You're hearing, not that these guys, I'm going to say this, it doesn't mean to sound the bad way. Worst case scenario is, you have Derek and Zach on Monday. Not because Derek and Zach do anything wrong, but because I'm down at One Bills Drive for locker cleanout. That's why. Instead of doing a Monday.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Reaction show. Okay, let's get to Josh in Charlotte. Hi, Josh. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Hey, just wanted your opinion on, I know the last couple of days it's been a big topic with the whole, it's Matthew Wright, right?
That's who we Matthew signed. Wright is the kicking, the practice squad kicker they signed, yes.
Question, what are your thoughts? I know it's been Jeremy and Joe were talking about too. What are your thoughts on the whole thing with Prater? Do you think they'll sign Wright?
I'm not trying to come. I don't know. I mean, we don't know what the status is. Yeah. I'll find out from McDermott here in a little while. But I mean, he had a full practice. I mean, I really don't know. That's going to come down to tomorrow at 4 p.m. I would say this: even if Matt Prater has a good week, you might have to consider it because you can't go into the game on Sunday and have something happen to him. You know what I mean? And then you have no kicker. So as far as what I think they'll do, I'm not really sure until we get a little bit more clarity from Sean McDermott on Prater on yesterday and how he's feeling and all of that, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, no, most definitely, man. Well, have a good, safe flight to Jacksonville and go Bills. We're going to get it done.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. I just don't know because it's a tough situation and tough call. Let's remember, if they were to sign Matthew Wright to the 53-man roster, someone's got to get released. That person has to go through waivers. I don't think they want to do that necessarily, but if you're in that situation, you might have to because you only get two elevations. You could elevate him. But what if Ty Johnson can't go? There's an elevation you need for Frank Gore. What if Joshua Palmer can't go? Maybe you have to elevate Mecole Hardman. What about Terrell Bernard? Are you going to elevate one of the linebackers like you did last week because you need depth? I mean, there are roster decisions to be made here over the next 24-plus hours for the Bills. And I think today's probably a big day for all of that. And we're going to find out from Sean McDermott when he joins the show here in about a little over 20 minutes from now, 20 to 30 minutes from now. Walter is on a cell phone. Hi, Walter. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
I was at the game Sunday, and very emotional. I spent a night with the body gates in that building.
Hey, Walter, you're having a really bad connection. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to come back to you. So if you could go to another spot and give me, and I will come back to you in just a few minutes because I want to let Sarah go first. Hi, Sarah. Go ahead. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Just had a quick question. I hear, and please forgive me, I don't have a ton of, like, great football knowledge or anything like that, so I'm calling to get your opinion. I hear McDermott talk a lot about winning the game in the trenches and at the line of scrimmage. And he talks about that a lot. I know that's probably his style from just over the years. What's your opinion on the matchup for what he's talking about, winning in the trenches at the line of scrimmage with our defense against Trevor Lawrence and the offense, knowing they've been, you know, really doing very well in your strong offense? I'm just curious, like, I'm thinking of, you know, is this a good matchup for Bosa, Russo? Are we going to be able to put the pressure on Lawrence? You know, can we win at the line of scrimmage? I don't know much about their offensive line, so I was just kind of curious if you could speak to that a little bit and shed some light on when we hear McDermott say those things and how this matchup might be this week.
You got it, Sarah. So, Sarah, you know that we've talked a lot this year about how Josh Allen has taken way more sacks this year than he normally takes, right? He's been sacked 40 times this year, Josh Allen, which is way more than what we're used to, and it's not a good number, right? When it comes down to it, you're like, okay, you got to be better than that. That's not a great number. Trevor Lawrence has actually been sacked more than Josh this year. He's been sacked 41 times, right? So that could lead you right to, okay, well, that means they're not protecting Trevor Lawrence. But he's also a guy that he'll sit back in the pocket, he'll wait, he wants to push the ball down the field. So, you know, he might hold on and wait for a play to develop when it comes time to that. So there's a stat called sacks per pass attempt. That's obviously the percentage of times that a quarterback drops back to pass and how often he is sacked, all right? The Buffalo Bills this year, Josh Allen has been sacked. Hold on, I'm going to get that for you right now. A total of 8%, basically 8.08%, which is 21st in the league. It's not great. Jacksonville, 7.28. That's 17th. They're kind of the same in that regard, to be quite honest with you, right? I would say they are. Their left tackle is injured. Now, he missed 2 days of practice, Cole Van Lannen. We'll see today if he gets ruled out. There's some word in Jacksonville. They're just being precautionary, and he'll play. I would say the Bills have an ability maybe to affect the passer here a little bit more than they have in other games. The problem is, Sarah, they just haven't been able to do it themselves enough, regardless of who they played, even when they've had those opportunities, if that makes sense. Even when they played lesser offensive lines, they haven't gotten to the quarterback as much as you'd like them to. I do like the matchup here more for the Bills than in some other games they play because of things I just said to you. And the fact that, honestly, like Jacksonville's run game can be good at times. They're not this super explosive run game. So that tells me the Bills can maybe in those situations say, we're going to go after Trevor Lawrence and, you know, try to get him to the ground and see if they can beat us that way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, thank you. This was really helpful. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call and for giving me that overview.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. These teams are very similar in their sacks per pass attempt. Jacksonville offensively giving up a sack every 7.28% of the time that Trevor Lawrence or their quarterbacks drop back. Buffalo, every 8.08%. They're very similar. Jacksonville, slightly better when it comes to sacks per pass attempt. Now, I will say, when you have a mobile quarterback like Josh, when you have a mobile quarterback like even Trevor Lawrence, sometimes those numbers can be skewed because those guys like Josh run around forever and say, I got to make a play, and then it counts as a sack. And it really isn't a sack. It's not on the O-line. It's really more on the quarterback. But sacks can be a quarterback stat, too. Let's see if Walter's in a better spot. Hi, Walter.
Hey, so how's that? A little better?
Yep, a lot better, buddy.
Good, good. Just saying, you know, I'm gonna miss the emotions of the old building, but I am looking forward to the modern amenities of the new one. Another quick point: good to see the Sabres are doing okay. It was nice them going into New York City and winning that one quite handily. As far as Sunday's concerned, I think it's gonna boil down to the two best players, which is Allen and Lawrence, and whichever one has a bigger game is going to win because the teams match up pretty much the same, you know, in terms of the run and the all that. And I think Allen's going to show up. He's due to win on the road, obviously. And I'm thinking next Monday we're going to be talking about next weekend's opponent. All the best. Always nice chatting with you.
Yeah, you too, Walter. Be well up there. I hope you're right. I hope Monday we're doing a reaction show. Then I'm not at Locker Cleanout. I hope that Friday we're talking with Sean McDermott about their next opponent. I hope next Friday we're talking about weather in some other city somewhere. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Have a nice week of leading into the divisional round. Boy, the angst is off the chart, man. It really is. It is off the chart. Like what Walter said there about Josh Allen I don't love the word due. Like, oh, you're due to do this. I don't know. It's sports, right? You can go either way. But I do love what he said about, thinking that Josh is going to really show up. This week, Josh said something himself that got me really excited about what he might be able to pull off or do or how he could play on Sunday. I'll tell you about that when we come back here next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.